Band leader Louis Prima would have turned 100 years old this month. He passed away in 1978. Many of you know his voice from the 1967 Disney movie, The Jungle Book. Prima played the cartoon ape named King Louis. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. Hop-dee-ooby-doo, I want to walk like you. Talk like you. Choo-choo. The Jungle Book was yet another comeback for Louis Prima, who seemed to have nine lives in show business. He was an important figure in the swing era with his own big band. When one of his songs was played in a Gap ad in the 1990s, it launched a retro swing revival. Mama's in the backyard learning how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump jive and then you will, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will, you gotta jump. But the height of Louis Prima's career could be pinpointed to 1958, after he married his fourth wife, a young singer from Virginia named Keely Smith. They were packing the lounge at the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas. You're the mate that fate had me created for, and every time your lips meet mine. That Old Black Magic is the title of a new book about Louis Prima and Keely Smith by Tom Klavan, and he's in the studio at NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Love to talk about Louis and Keely.
Louis Prima and Keely Smith were pioneers in making the lounge a respected place to play in a Las Vegas hotel. I mean, it seems like up until then, the lounge was usually reserved for second-rate acts. And Prima and Smith performed at the Casbar Lounge at the Sahara Hotel from midnight until dawn. They brought the house down every night. Their act was called The Wildest. I think it was because it was the wildest show in town. Can you describe their act?
Well, their act was Louis and Keely, and they had a lot of credit has to go to Sam Butera, the saxophone player, who's also from New Orleans, like Louis Prima was. And Louis was the action figure, so to speak. He was the one that was dancing. He sang, which is more like the braying of a mule, and playing the trumpet. And Sam and the other members of the band were playing their instruments and dancing. And in the eye of the hurricane was Keely Smith. She was the one, almost like the centerpiece of the act, because for part of it she did absolutely nothing. Lean up against the piano, stare into space, stare at the audience. And people found themselves drawn to that strange, odd sexual dynamic between the two of them, where Louis was trying to do everything he could to get a response out of Keely. And the audience, the suspense kept building. When is she finally going to acknowledge him? When is she finally going to react to what he's doing, the jokes he's making, the dancing he's doing, the expressions on his face? And when she finally did, it was like this great relief to everybody. Okay, now we put this thing into high gear. And Keely with his wonderful voice and Louis with his antics on stage. Up to that point, you really couldn't find a husband and wife entertainment team that was anything like that. They really did establish the kind of dynamic between them that later we found in other acts like Sonny and Cher in particular learned a lot from Louis and Keely.
And their act, because he was so much older than she was, I mean, there was how much of an age difference was there between the two?
Louis was born in 1910, and Keely in 1928. There was an 18-and-a-half-year difference between the two.
How did they meet?
They met initially in 1947. Louis was playing at a place called the Steel Pier in Atlantic City with a band he had at the time. And Keely, who was only a teenager at the time, and her family were visiting from where she grew up in Virginia. And they watched them perform. She was fascinated by him. Just thought he was the most amazing performer she had ever seen. So when they got back home to Virginia Beach area, she suggested to a guy who owned a club there, if you can ever book Louis Prima, please, 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 the people down here would love him. And a year later, sure enough, Louis showed up with his band and made an announcement, I'm doing auditions for I Need a New Girl Singer in My Band. And Keely, who had been performing locally and had by that point learned all of the Prima arrangements, was persuaded to go up on stage. She sang a couple of songs, and he hired her on the spot. He said, well, we're leaving Thursday to go on tour. Can you come along? And she did, but her mother had to go along to chaperone.
How did he mold her? I mean, she was a good singer in her own right, but is this a kind of a Svengali situation, a Pygmalion situation?
It is. Louis was the older, veteran, experienced performer. Keely was the inexperienced but talented ingenue with stars in her eyes. And Louis was the one who decided that she could have the pageboy haircut and wear the taffeta dresses and to use sort of like her natural beauty, but not have to be dancing around like him. That would sort of detract from the natural grace and beauty that she had. And it was a case where Keeley is quoted as saying that I'm happy to learn from Louis Prima. I'm happy to be his wife. I'm happy to be his supporting act in the show in The Wildest. And she also at one point says, I'm nothing without Louis Prima. Now, in retrospect, we realize now that this is somebody who really had to deal with some self-esteem issues. But at the time, it worked for the act because Louis was the chief and everybody else were the planets that sort of circled his sun.
I think the one thing that surprised me in reading your book, and I did not know this, that Louis Prima wrote Sing, 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 for which Benny Goodman is more than famous.
Yes. Some people may recall, if they watched the Ken Burns jazz documentary series on public television, that there's a excerpt there, a wonderful excerpt from Benny Goodman and his band at Carnegie Hall in January 1938. And they did this groundbreaking concert there that really put swing jazz on the map. And the conclusion, the climax of the show was their 12 and a half minute or so version of Sing, Sing, Sing. And it was like a watershed moment. It was just Gene Krupa on the drums and Harry James on the trumpet and this tremendous orchestra doing this rousing song that had people standing and cheering in the seats. And for that reason, it has been associated with Benny Goodman as his song. And it was Louis Prima wrote it. Louis Prima was performing it 2 years before that Carnegie Hall concert.
Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La-dee-da, ho, ho, ho. Now you're singing with a swing. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La-dee-da, ho, ho, ho. Now you're singing with a swing.
And I think that's just one example of Louis Prima being overlooked as a very good musician, because he did compose a number of songs that he kind of made maybe his own and maybe had some hit with them, but sometimes other people would take his songs and make them their own and have a hit with them. So Louis Prima definitely has gotten overlooked as a composer of some wonderful jazz and showbiz tunes of the late 30s and 40s into the 50s.
Well, Louis Prima and Keeley Smith divorced and the act broke up, and Keeley Smith then seemed to come into her own as a singer. She had been doing some solo things. She received a Grammy nomination for actually her debut solo album in 1958, but Louis Prima played a part in that. But in 1999, she received another Grammy nomination for an album called Keeley Sings Sinatra. Now, first, this was a very personal project for her, right? This was something that she made for Sinatra just before he died.
Yes, she had always considered Frank Sinatra a very good friend, and they had a very close relationship. After Louis and Keeley broke up, apparently she and Sinatra had their relationship went to another level, and she contends that they might have even gotten married, but she realized that they would not stay together long term, and she didn't want to go that direction. But when Frank was quite ill in 1998, and who knew how much time he had left, he had various ailments, he was already past 82 years old. And she went into the studio and cut this CD called Keeley Smith Sings Sinatra, in which she did her versions of her favorite songs that Frank had performed.
Now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
And there was a, before he died, she was able to, I guess, at least get him a version of it, you know, before it was released, and he listened to it and called her and thanked her, and they had a conversation, and that was the last conversation they had. Not long after that, he passed away. And when that CD was released, she received a Grammy nomination, her first one since 1958. You know, by this point, she was 71 years old when she received this Grammy nomination, and it really was, I mean, I think Keeley's story is very much one of survival. You know, she spent a lot of years wandering in the wilderness career-wise and then had this amazing comeback that really began with a lot of steam with Keeley Smith sing Sinatra. And I can't speak for her, but I think she really felt, you know, if you stick around long enough, and just like Louis did, you get a second chance, you try to make the most of it.
I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Louis Prima's music is heard on the soundtrack to the movie Swingers, and he was the invisible character in the movie Big Night, which was a movie about an Italian restaurant and the
Stanley Tucci, yes.
Yeah, Stanley Tucci and Tony Shalhoub. They are expecting Prima in the band for this big dinner. But Swingers and Big Night, it sort of brought Louis Prima's music back into the forefront, to everybody's attention. Why do you think Prima was so ripe for a revival in the 90s?
I think his music, and I think especially the music that he and Keeley did together, is kind of timeless. It's hard to listen to a Louis Prima song without smiling. You know, I'm thinking also if people recall that very funny movie with Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro.
Analyze This?
Yes, Analyze This. The whole opening sequence is Louis Prima singing on the soundtrack When You're Smiling as the police are trying to round up the mobsters. It's amazing how many soundtracks he's on. I think there's something that just grabs people right away when they hear his voice, and there's that such an immediate recognition of the work he did. And I think you add a star if it's got Keeley Smith on it, too.
This is the part in the program where you get to play DJ. What music would you like us to end with?
How about Embraceable You? Because that was the first song when she got up on stage with Louis Prima down in Virginia Beach. And he said, do you know one of my songs? He said, yes. And that's what they sang.
Tom Clavin is the author of That Old Black Magic, Louis Prima, Keeley Smith, and the Golden Age of Las Vegas. He joined us from NPR West. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Naughty baby.
Oh, why don't you come and get your baby, dude?
Call from the point.
My sweet embraceable.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Happy New Year. I'm Leanne Hansen.